keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Alana and Olive with your 11 a.m. headlines. In local news, a fire tore through a Gold Coast family home yesterday evening, with investigators looking in on an electrical device in the family garage. Firefighters arrived at the Holywell home yesterday to a house up in flames. They managed to get the blaze under control a little before 11 p.m. A father, his two young daughters and a baby all made it out of the house safely. Neighbours reportedly told Nine News that they were woken by an explosion last night shortly before the fire started. The investigators are inquiring about an electrical charging instrument in the family garage. Police investigations are underway after a fatal car crash occurred in East Trinity yesterday afternoon. Investigations indicate that a Honda Civic was travelling along Pine Creek Yarraba Road when it veered off the road and collided with a tree. The passenger, a 23-year-old man, was declared dead at the scene. The other passengers were treated for minor injuries. The investigation is still pending. In national news, some of the country's largest early childhood companies have been exposed with poor treatment to kids. Regulatory documents have been released, naming companies and disturbing cases of child neglect. These incidents include injury, force feeding, children being pulled, dragged, kicked, and worse. They are reported from 2020 to 2024, and more than 2,000 pages detail the incidents. The New South Wales government and regulators had been hiding these documents, and they were released as a reaction to a high-powered parliamentary order brought by New South Wales Green MP Abigail Boyd. She said, "I think it's clear that the department just doesn't want people to know what's actually going on."
Also in national news, banana farmers are still struggling to save their fruit 4 weeks after ex-tropical cyclone Alfred. Savan Singh owns a banana farm in Tweed Valley and lost 90% of his production to the wind of Alfred. It has left him with no income for a year. It was the third time a cyclone has hit this property, but by far the worst. Singh said, "I don't even know whether I can get 50 cents out of them. That's how bad it is." The New South Wales Department of Primary Industries and Regional Development said that 116 hectares of banana plantations had been impacted. In international news, Pope Francis has made a long-awaited public appearance after being discharged from hospital 2 weeks ago. The 88-year-old Pope arrived at St. Peter's Square in the Vatican on Sunday to cheering crowds at the end of the celebration of a Mass for the Catholic Church's Jubilee year. The Pope arrived in a wheelchair and thanked the crowds for coming. The Vatican has not said if the Pope will attend events leading up to the Easter holiday. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with light winds. It's currently 27 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 30. There is no fire danger, and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 11 a.m.